Welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad to have you on board. And it is 8:35, which means we have reached that special moment every Tuesday at this time where we get a chance to say hello to our good friends from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. For the positive points on aging, I am talking, of course, about our dear friend Marcia Klayman, who is in the studio right now. Good morning, Miss Marcia.
Oh, and you also have Karen Pickard,
Karen
too.
Is there.
Yes,
I didn't know you. Wow.
I made it.
So you both are there.
Woohoo.
Yes.
Oh, well, then maybe it's best that I'm not there because, you know, now you guys each get the mic. You don't have to worry about me.
I'm sorry you're not feeling well, though.
Ah, no big deal. I'm fine. Thank you, though.
Yeah.
But what's the occasion? Why are you both there to hang out?
Just cause.
You miss Brian? Is that
we
what
we miss Brian. We miss being here together. And we, like I said, I'm sorry you're not here.
Oh, no worries about that. But I'm glad you guys are both there. I apologize, Karen. I didn't even know you were there.
That's okay.
I'm good, but I'm not that good. I can't see into the studio. You know?
You're
we don't
crystal
have one
ball.
Of those. Yeah, we don't. I'm not Miss Cleo. So
yeah.
Sorry. I don't have that going for me there. But I'm really glad you're with us. And as we have been talking a lot about here, holiday season, ups and downs for a lot of people. Where are we going today?
Hit it, Marcia. You're leading this one.
First of all, I'm sorry that you're not here because I brought you and Brian something special. So I'm going to just give it all to Brian and say enjoy, enjoy.
Yeah.
Really?
Brian looks real excited.
Way to kick a guy while he's down there,
while
Marcia.
While you're down.
You want me to hold it for you, Kev?
I don't know what it is.
It's food, so he won't hold it. Don't worry about it.
Take it home and enjoy it, Brian. Enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it.
Thank you for the thought. I got to tell you what it is, Kev, because other people get a kick out of it. I was doing a progressive dinner last night, and my section was the desserts. And I had put together these little to-go things for everybody because, you know, by the time you get to the third house, you just want to grab your dessert and go. So that's what I did.
Sure.
But I found these biscotti cookies that they give you on the airlines.
On the airplanes. Oh, I love those.
I know. So I brought you guys a pack because I thought this way, if you miss flying right now, at least you've got the best thing about it.
Oh, I love those cookies.
Well, we'll
I love those
save you one
cookies.
Pack, okay, because there's, there's like five packs in each one, so.
Yeah, you can show me a little love there, Brian. You don't have to take them all home.
And they're great to dip into hot chocolate. So anyway.
Well, whatever the case.
Let's get to the serious stuff.
And positive points on aging. Our friends over at Oakleaf Village do a beautiful job over there and taking care of seniors. And they're a good partner with us here at The Point. We love having this feature. This is the thing that we talk about every Tuesday about different things. Just, again, a lot of it we know, but we need a little kick in the rear end every now and then to remind us about. I always go back now, Karen, to something you told me a number of weeks back, but it was about simple things that we take for granted that a senior might start having trouble with.
Right.
I was on the phone with my mom day before yesterday. She was having all kinds of issues with the TV remote.
Yes.
And I was
You can't
screaming.
Do that over the phone, Kev.
I was screaming, but I had mute on my phone. Every time I had to blow my stack, I muted my phone, screamed all kinds of things that you can't even say on the radio, and then would unmute the phone and be calm again for mom so that she didn't hear me yelling at her.
Good but, son.
Well, necessary because, again, I thought of what you said, and in a very serious note, just because yesterday she had no problem with this doesn't mean that tomorrow it's going to be as easy.
Right.
And it turned out it wasn't even her fault. It was just dead batteries.
That's even worse.
You know? And so it wasn't even that she was doing something where she was pushing the wrong buttons. She could have pushed every button in the remote. It wouldn't have made a difference.
Wouldn't have made a difference.
Need to be replaced.
Well, and that's kind of what our topic is today. And it's about how to get help and support groups. And why people just don't want to attend support groups.
Yeah, I don't know if they think that we're going to put them on the spot or they feel embarrassed.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe, you know, especially men in general don't like to openly discuss their issues.
Correct.
But when you've got someone like Kev who's taking care of his mother, you know what I'm saying is you guys are the ones that really need it sometimes more than ever when you've got that situation. So we just wanted to reiterate over and over again how important it is to find a support group. Even people like, it's interesting, even at Oakleaf, most of the people that we have coming in for our support group, their loved ones are not at Oakleaf.
Right.
They just come because they need that extra support. A lot of them, their loved ones are still at home. A lot of them, they're at other facilities, and they mm-hmm. choose to come to our support group. But the reason is because we have experienced facilitator in Karen. We have other people that can come in and talk and really get to the bottom of the issue of what is really bothering you.
Yeah. And it's always great to hear other people and pick their brains and get other ideas. And one needs to remember that even if you're uncomfortable talking in a support group, you don't have to talk. I mean, I know there are times in our support group I think I've been running my mouth too much and I need to be quiet and listen more. But sometimes people just need to sit there and absorb what's going on around them. And I have seen people come to our support group and never say a word for months and months. And then all of a sudden, once they realize it's a safe place and nobody's judging and it's not going to be publicized and nobody's going to run out and tell their neighbors about what's going on in your life, they all of a sudden open up and it's like the dam breaks and they just can't stop talking. Of all the things that they've learned and all the help that they need. And what I love more than anything, and I think Marsha will agree, is when you've told somebody something over months and months and months, and it all of a sudden clicks, and then they start telling somebody else at the support group, well, you need to be doing this, and you need to be doing this. And it's like, wow, they have been listening that whole time.
You know what stands out to me about the first thing about a support group is that people need to remind themselves about this in terms of, should I go to this or should I not go to this? Just remember that everybody in this group, if it's targeted to a specific type of people for a specific type of reason, everyone there has something that they can relate to where you can understand what they're going through and they can understand what you're going through a whole lot better than just a coworker or someone who has no idea what you're dealing with a mom or a dad or an aunt or an uncle. I mean, that's the thing that I think is so great about the support groups you offer, is that it allows people to share with one another what they're going through. And every single person in that group is going through something similar.
That's right. So, Marsha, what are the six reasons a person should go to a support group?
Well, they kind of run into each other it's like the first one, of course, is help. You're reaching out for some help. The second one is you're getting some good advice, whether it's from your facilitator or you're from the people around you. You're getting some advice. I know many times somebody will say, well, let me tell you what I've tried, and it worked. And then their little light bulb will go off, and they go, you know, I never thought about that, you know, or, wow, that really does work. So the third one, of course, is support. We all need someone that we know that can lend us some good support, even if it's an encouraging word, even if it's a phone call, even if it's sending them some information, maybe on email, to say, look, this is what I found for you. This will probably be very helpful. Giving you helpful tips, of course, giving you the guidance that you need, and also giving you the assistance. The assistance part is very important to Karen and I. We have a lot of resources that we rely on. And just to give you an idea out there for someone listening, okay, let's say that you've lost someone and you're really struggling with grief.
Right.
There are grief support groups.
Yeah.
And then you have people that have Parkinson's, which is a different type of dementia that a lot of people don't understand because the way that it's affecting other parts of the body. A lot of people have dementia. It doesn't affect their bodies physically like it does mentally. Here's a good one. Sensitive situations in dementia caregiving. A lot of times this has to do with spouses.
Yes.
In regards to my wife doesn't remember who I am, or she thinks I'm her son, so therefore the intimate factor is totally out because I can't picture myself in that mix right there. Multiple sclerosis. There are support groups. We have support groups for stroke.
Yeah.
You know, you can go on and on, and, you know, there's one place, of course, that I will talk until I'm blue in the face, that Lisa's Care Connection. And the reason I talk about it is because there's so many support groups offered there, and guess what? It's free.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost you a dime. You can either do it virtually. If you don't feel comfortable walking into a room the first time, then it's done virtually, so you can do it online.
Well, hold tight for us, ladies. You're going to get the Fox Business Report. Come right back with Marsha and Karen from Oakleaf Village. Stay with us.
With Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Small business owners, we're feeling more upbeat about the current state of the economy in November, but we're cautious about the future. The survey from the National Federation of Independent Business increased slightly last month from a six-month low in October. 48% of those surveyed had unfilled job openings, down slightly from the previous month, but more than twice the historical average. Pest control company Terminix Global has been sold. A competitor, London-based Rentokil, is buying Terminix in a cash-and-stock deal. Terminix is based in Tennessee. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says the car company will accept Dogecoin for merchandise on a test basis to see how it goes. Dogecoin rose on the news. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosella, invested in you.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is making the holidays brighter, bringing hope to our nation's Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. The foundation is giving away at least a home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve during its season of hope. Support America's greatest heroes and their families. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With the free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP, on a mission to support veterans, visit AARP.org/veterans. Veterans today.
While my friends and relatives up north hate winter, we have it pretty good down here. I mean, for the most part, we can enjoy being outside most of the year, no matter what season it is. That's why I like to brag about Mint Landscapes. They did the hardscaping outside my home. It looks just incredible. If you've thought about getting some work done, you know, an awesome fire pit, some beautiful pavers, the outdoor lighting, or that retaining wall, get the work done now so you can enjoy it when spring and summer arrive. Online, it's mintlandscapessc.com or call Mint Landscapes now, 629-2924.
Hi, honey. Were you able to drop by Tree Pharmacy today to pick up Mom's medications?
Yes, she sure is on a lot of meds.
I know. That's why I go over so often, to help make sure she's taking them correctly.
Well, I have great news. The pharmacist at Tree Pharmacy said he can pre-pack her medications into individual doses.
Wow. Knowing she's taking the right meds at the right time will give me great peace of mind. But how much does it cost?
That's the even better part. It's free. Just another great service they offer at Tree Pharmacy. True Pharmacy, two locations, Charleston Highway in West Columbia and Divine Street downtown.
If you love the sounds and smells of a genuine wood-burning fireplace, Bart Fireside has the best selection around for your home. Bart Fireside has wood-burning fireplaces for inside and outside the home, wood stoves that also heat the home, installation and service to make the process easy for you for years to come, all the tools for wood-burning, even custom fireplace doors. Visit the showroom at 1131 Broad River Road to see all the choices, or call Bart Fireside at 772-7364. Bart Fireside, keeping you warm this winter.
This is Fran Halloran. Tune into my show, The Intentional Living Power Hour, on Thursday mornings from 9 to 10 for simple and practical financial coaching on The Point, 100.7 FM, 1470 AM, Columbia's local talk radio experience.
Have a marketing idea or print vision for your business? Make it a reality at Professional Printers. At ProPrinters.com, you'll find solutions for all your design, print, and marketing needs. All types of signs and banners, promotional products, and even self-publishing. Professional Printers will help with custom packaging and die cutting. They're fast and reliable. With on-time print delivery, they'll get the job done right the first time. Professional Printers also guarantees the best prices. Check them out right now at ProPrinters.com. That's ProPrinters.com.
Point A to point B. Traffic.
Good morning. Wrapping up Wilson Boulevard at Killian and also Clemson at Percival, still out there. Millwood at Bellwood with a collision. Working at Bush River at Executive Point and also a collision at 321 at I-26. Broader at 26 in Irmo and Garner's Ferry at Old Woodlands with a collision slowing thing down. Moedelli's Party Store, phone 738-BEER. Beer, wines, and liquors. Moedelli's Party Store, Fortis Drive behind Zesto's, phone 738-BEER. Doug Thomas on the point.
Point A to point B traffic.
Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on the point.
Yeah. Fireside Studio.
It's Kevin Cohen.
Ten minutes now before 9 o'clock. Welcome back in on the program, and thank you for spending your Tuesday morning hanging out with us here. It's the Positive Points on Aging, something we do every Tuesday from about 8:35 until 9 o'clock. We have Karen Picker with us, and we have Marcia Klayman with us from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. They are our hosts of the Positive Points on Aging, and we are talking about support groups today. Been learning a lot about who goes, why they go, who needs them, and the benefits of them. And I'm just kind of sitting back. It's nice to have the two of you sitting here bailing me out on a day where I don't have a whole lot of energy or strength. So it's just kind of nice. And also learning, obviously. Some of the things you're talking about, again, you're never alone. If you really want to seek help, you're never alone. That's one thing you need to realize. You might feel like the whole world is against you. And I'm not going to get into any specifics, but I'll give you an example. I called Karen last week and said, I got somebody that needs some help. And he literally felt like the walls were closing in on him because of what was going on with his wife. And after you finished talking to him and you were so gracious and kind to immediately stop what you were doing and call him for me, you were like, you could hear it in his voice. I mean, you never even met the guy. You could hear his frustration. You could hear his sadness. You could hear his fear.
Yeah, fear and pain.
Yeah. And so, again, you're never alone is what I guess my message is. If you're going through something like this, I promise you somebody else is going through something similar that they can at least help you get through. And that, Marcia, is what some of these support groups are for.
Absolutely. I wanted Karen to talk about my number two tip was about advice. There's an issue that we want to put a warning label out there on the advice issued.
Support groups are wonderful, and you're right. You are never alone, and there's always somewhere to go. And Marcia's going to give you a bunch of tips of where to find support groups. But always run away and leave and don't go back if somebody is busy telling you what medications to take or that their doctor is the only doctor to go to, or they're trying to give you medical or professional type advice. One thing that you learn as a facilitator in a support group is you might be able to say, well, you can call X, Y, and Z, and they may be able to help you with your prescriptions, but I cannot say, oh, well, you should try this drug. It's great. And my father had great results. It doesn't work real well that way. You really should not be giving out advice. I use the expression Dr. Google all the time, and sometimes people get their information from Dr. Google, and that's just not a good thing to do. Please, if you need professional advice, call a professional. We are just there to facilitate and give tips and ideas, and we can give you numbers to call for professional advice, but don't let a facilitator give you professional advice.
And we have lots of numbers.
Lots and lots of numbers.
You know, I wanted to talk about, I do talk about Lisa's a lot. And it's because it's very dear to my heart because I believe so much in what Lisa's doing. But let me tell you about what the Alzheimer's Association can offer people that I bet you they don't even think about it. First of all, there's a 24/7 helpline, 365 days a week. If you are at home during the holidays and you know that there's no active support group going on, that day, you can call them and get some help.
I'm going to interject here. There's also the Caregivers Coalition of the Midlands that has a 24-hour hotline.
And that's local.
And
absolutely.
That's a local group of people.
But the thing that the Alzheimer's Association will even step farther, let's say that you are just about ready to, you're at your wits' end, and you need a break. They have a caregiver respite program that they can actually, all you need is the diagnosis and you got to do a little bit of paperwork. But it's up to like $1,500 a year that would help you pay for someone to come into your home or to go to a community, an assisted living community. They also have sitter services. Let's say that you find a support group and you really are benefiting from it, but it's costing you. You don't have the money to pay these sitters $20 an hour. They will pay for those sitters.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that. It's a wonderful benefit to have. Another thing is that a lot of times, you think, oh, nobody's going to know what to do with this because this is such an, I'm going to give you a first instance. Frontal temporal lobe dementia is a very complex type of dementia to have.
And scary.
We actually have a support group right here in Columbia, and it's led by a wonderful lady that has her husband has it. Mm. And the thing is that she has gone through that journey. She has been run into walls, and she knows what it's like to not be able to get the help, and that's why she started this group. But, you know, and even with Alzheimer's and dementia, like I talked about with Lisa's, they even have an early and mid-stage of dementia
support group.
Because if you're, you know, a lot of people at the very beginning, they need that support just as much to what are you going to expect from this? Even though we all say if you've met one person with dementia, you've met one person with dementia. So, you know, what we'd really like for people to hear us is we would really like for you to call us and let us go through some of this list and tell you where you can get some help.
One of the other things that I think that we don't often talk about, Kev, is because we are talking about aging, but there are also support groups for people with children with handicaps, children that have had, you know, just heart transplants, all those kinds of things, brain injuries. Things happen to children as well. So there's always a support group out there for you, and you need to remember that you just need to call around and start digging. We are very fortunate to live in the internet age where you can just about Google anything you need and even find local stuff. And usually most people will reach out and say, okay, well, I don't have an answer, but I will help you find it, or you can try this person and they may have an answer for you. But as Marcia says, there are support groups for just about every kind of problem that you have, and you just need to reach out. And you should never be afraid. Never be embarrassed to ask a question. That's what I was always told in school. There's no wrong question to ask. You just got to reach out and kind of understand, like you did when you called me the other day, that sometimes I may not have the answers, and I don't have all the answers, but I'll try to find somebody who can help you if I can't.
Well, and let me be an example of being in a situation. So Lainey was helping someone that we're close to. She reached out to me because of my connections with you and Marcia, Karen. Mm-hmm. And then I honestly was like, okay, well, you know, Marcia's got some other event coming up in her life that maybe I don't want to bother her right now. So I'll call Karen about this. And so I reached out to Karen. The point I'm trying to make is everyone is still capable of staying in their own lane. I know my expertise. I know where it stops. Where it stops is with me, I have connections to a lot of things, to a lot of people. I know a lot of people who know a lot of other people, but I know where to stop. My lane is help facilitate the meeting between the Karens and the Marshas with the people that need it. That's when I beg off. But the point is, if you think about your inner community, no matter what you're talking about, you were just mentioning children and other things where someone might need a support group. All you got to do is ask. Don't be afraid to ask. I mean, if you're going through a hard time right now, don't be afraid to reach out. Somebody wants to help. Most people want to help.
And I know we talked about this last week or the week before, but this is not an easy time of year for people who are struggling. This is a very difficult time of year. So reach out. Now's a really good time to call.
And like I said, you have virtual groups now. You don't. Yeah. COVID did give us that if we have one good thing about COVID, is that many of these support groups will have a virtual group at the same time, so you can sit back and get used to what they're talking about, feeling comfortable about it. And sometimes what happens, I know that I facilitate a group on Tuesdays with Lisa's, is that we have people that can't leave their loved ones because they have dementia at night. And so, but we have some interesting discussions in the evening, and it goes on. Just want everyone to understand that we are there for you. We want you to give us a call, 803-808-3477. Ask for Karen or Marcia. The next thing I have to give a plug out is to our very big project we're working on right now, and it's ending this week. We are collecting donations for homeless veterans in Lexington County. You can drop off donations of knit caps, gloves, toiletries, white sheets. We're at 800 North Lake Drive in Lexington. Please reach out and let us help these veterans and let them know that they matter.
Good stuff. Ladies, appreciate it very much. Brian, thank you so much. We'll see you again this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
With Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the BART Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Pfizer is announcing its experimental COVID-19 pill appears effective against the Omicron variant. The company also confirmed today the pill delivered on promising early results in reducing COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths. The updates come as U.S. regulators are expecting